نحمده ونصلي على رسوله الكريم. الحمد لله. We have listened to very very important necessary talks from Juma, those who were here from Juma, and Alhamdulillah presented also very well. But who has made what intention? As Maulana Abdul Rahman just explained, إِلَّا الَّذِينَ تَابُوا وَأَصْلَحُوا مِن بَعْدِ ذَلِكَ وَأَصْلَحُوا جَزَاكُمْ. So what intention? Has anyone made any intention? What intention? You're thinking about it. Gee, we all have to make our intention. Fix one thing. We just leave our minds free. We haven't fixed the direction. Just one point. For whatever it might be. Work on our iman. Work on our namaz. My namazes I'm not regular with. Make it regular. My namazes are not with jamaat, make it with jamaat. My namazes are not with concentration and devotion, make it with concentration and devotion. Anything. My akhlaq, my anger, I've got a lot of anger in me. Whatever bad habit, whatever I'm lacking in any good habit, make one. I usually say that if 1 year in Ramzan, even just one islah we make, inshallah in a short period, Allah will neki neki ko khenchti hai. You will see that all the other nekis will also come in us. So all of us make some intention, whatever it is. Not only inshallah, Maulana Rafi. Think in your heart seriously that whatever one thing, that tawakkul we are very weak on. Taqwa, as Mufti Yusuf explained. All this, we are very weak. So make specific targets. Make it small. Don't bite too big. We won't be able to chew also. And Allah Ta'ala is most kind. Just come on the road. And then even if you get stuck, somebody will help you out and take you on the right direction. Just turn from the wrong road to the right road. The other one little thing. We have come here, mashallah. There is a gathering of the Salihin. How many ulama, how many mashayikh, how many pious people. We might be thinking, I go back home, then there we don't have this environment. Tomorrow we are back in our shops again. It's Monday, Yomul Aha, Yomul Ithnain. We are back in our businesses. We are back doing all our things again. Now how am I going to make my Islah? Just over 248 hours for Islah for the whole year? No. This is just like in the old days we used to wind the watch at night. And then it works 36 hours. So then it's finished. Nowadays we put a battery, 1 year, 2 years the battery lasts. Then you have to change the battery. So now what's going to keep us going? How are we going to wind our watch? Our Shaykh, Jazahumullah Khair, gives a beautiful example. Allah says to stay with the Salihin is so important. And whatever, the more important it is, the more easier Allah Ta'ala makes it. So Allah Ta'ala made 5 times the namaz for us either day. For the man, they are more responsible. Allah said, with jamaat. It's wajib with jamaat, unless there is a shari'i excuse. How you're living too far or whatever, there is a proper excuse. Otherwise, with jamaat that namaz. Because it is the jamaat of the salihin. So 5 times a day, you're going to get the jamaat of the salihin. Juma, Allah Ta'ala says, not only your small masjid, but go to Jami Masjid, where there is a gathering of lot of people, lot of salih. Eid, you go to the Eidgah. At least once in a lifetime, you go for Hajj. It's a gathering of the salihin. In Mina, in Arafat, in Muzdalifah, Mina again, in Makkah Sharif. So these things will come rub off onto you. And the salihin, we can see it's not difficult. That if we do this and go with that niyat, like also it is just as important when we go to Madinatul Munawwara, especially when we are closer to the Rauza and Mubarak, anywhere in the masjid or anywhere in Madina Sharif, that I'm sitting in the sohbat of Nabi Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam. Because Nabi Kareem Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam is alive in his qabr. And when we get to sit somewhere close, especially by the feet side, that little space that there is, and if we sit there, just make this additional intention. that I'm sitting in the sohbat of Nabiyyu Kareem sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. What a difference it will make. So, like that, with the Salihin 5 times a day. And then these Salihin are so valuable that before entering Jannat also, Allah Ta'ala says, فَدْخُلِي فِي عِبَادِي وَدْخُلِي جَنَّتِي. First go to my ibadi, ya nisbat to me, my servants, that pious servants who guided you, who are your guides. Go to them first, then you enter into my Jannat. So this we all can get everywhere, wherever we are. So may Allah Ta'ala give us all tawfiq, inshallah. Make a niyat, firm intention of one thing, two things, three things, a few, don't make too many. And then work towards it. And then see that how I can achieve it. And then we work towards our complete islah. Allah give Maulana Musa Kaji Jazaa Khair all these 5 points of complete islah, which he has prepared and is presenting to us already, for he has presented. Now all this, we have to think of all these things. Our complete islah must take place. May Allah Ta'ala give us tawfiq. وآخر دعوانا الحمد لله.